I don't like crickets. I love it. And that's the fever we all have today as Durban Super Giants take on Joburg Super Kings. Now, Super Kings coach Lance Klusener says his side must be alert when they face the Joburg Super Kings in the Betway SA20 action tonight. The Super Kings opened with a 22-run win over Pretoria Capitals, while DSG crushed defending champions MI Cape Town on their home grounds on Friday. Weather permitting, it will be Super Giants' first full home match after Sunday's washout. With Klusener confident his team will be ready.
Yeah, I think you definitely got to look into them. Just see how they go about their 20 overs with the ball, I guess, and just being aware of who you're coming up against. They're a good team. They've got match winners just as anybody else has. So we'd be silly not to pay anyone attention. So, yeah, we'll sit as the day goes and as the morning goes on tomorrow, and just hopefully we can be as prepared as possible for tomorrow evening.
Yeah, that one gets underway at Kingsmead Stadium at 5:30. And then Quinton de Kock and Matthew Brietsky struck fluent half centuries as Sunrisers Eastern Cape cruised to a 48-run bonus point win over the Pretoria Capitals in their SA20 clash in Gqeberha. Adam Milner starred with the ball, ripping through Capitals' lineup at St. George's Park. And then I said it and I'll say it again. I think Bafana will lift the Africa Cup of Nations at the end of the competition. And they've officially booked their place in the AFCON knockout stages with a hard-fought 3-2 win over Zimbabwe in Morocco. Now, goals from Tsepang Moremi, Lyle Foster and Oswin Apollis secured second spots in Group B behind Egypt, making it three straight AFCON qualifications for Bafana Bafana. Despite my feelings and my thoughts, coach Hugo Bruce does admit he's worried about costly mistakes, especially with the knockout stages now looming.
We started very well. It's good football. Circulation of the ball was good till the moment we scored a goal. And then for one or another reason, we made again the same mistakes as in the previous games. Not taking the positions anymore. Yeah, and then you give the opportunity to the opponent to be dangerous.
Here's the other teams who are through to the knockout stages with South Africa, Algeria, Nigeria, Egypt hosts Morocco and Mali. And then ending off with the World Darts Championship, Luke Littler's defense of his title continues in the quarterfinals, but he was booed following a 4-2 victory over 2018 winner Rob Cross. Dutchman Kevin Doetz will meet second seed Luke Humphreys in round 4 this evening after causing an upset, edging past Nathan Aspinall 4-3.